So now we continue. So just a couple of words about the theme of the retreat this weekend. Over the last maybe 20 or 30 years, the whole field of neuroscience has begun to explore emotion and actually looking to see how we can track and trace and observe physiological changes in the body according to different experiences. And one of the most remarkable things about recent findings in the study of awe is how we actually begin to come into sync with each other in shared experiences of wonder and appreciation. And a meditation retreat is a bit like that. And I think that when we've done some sitting practice with people, we often feel connected in a remarkable way, even though we may not know anything about them. But the one thing we do know is that every one of us is encountering our own challenges with physical discomfort or some thought pattern that is looping in the mind or some sorrow, grief that we're carrying. So there's a way in which by being in silence together, both near and far, we actually tune in to our shared humanity. And I think about living in Victoria, the times when there was a full moon, harvest moon over the ocean. And one time I was going along Dallas Road and crowds of people had come to watch the moon rise. Or people who share secrets about places on the Saanich Peninsula where the wildflowers are blooming at a certain time. Or walking in the grounds of Government House and encountering a couple of people with binoculars and telling them about the owl I saw there the week before. So there's a way in which we really do want to share our experience of wonder. And we're looking for these opportunities to rediscover the mystery of being. If you think about it, I mean, we know who our parents were and our grandparents. Maybe we also even know the names of our great-grandparents. But beyond that, it's often very mysterious. Who were they? Where did they live? What was their experience? My mother kept photographs of ancestors that she would never even have heard stories of. They were so far back in time. But she wanted to honor them. She wanted to know something about their story. So there is a kind of mystery to being human that in our secular world are very practical, scientific, get things done, get things organized. You know, we often overlook and actually ignore the great need we have to feel connected to this mystery of where we came from and who we are and what's happening. So having a meditation practice and framing our day and our lives with this practice that continually helps us to clear out the clutter, personality view, plans, and who I'm going to be. To have a practice actually helps us to make space for this sense of wonder. And likewise, a feeling of wonder can reconnect us to mindfulness. Even sitting for that first half hour, aware of the wind, how completely enchanting is the sound of the wind in the trees. There is a Zen teaching. This clear wind, what is it moving through the grass and the trees? Like a prince. So we have this rich opportunity to support each other in letting go of speaking, letting go of interaction, letting go of accomplishment, letting go of all the things that need to be attended to, and instead making our whole day about opening to this mystery of being. At the same time, exploring what brings us here, this aspiration to live a more skillful life, this aspiration to free the mind from the entanglements. So I'll speak more about faith and energy this afternoon, but we are already experiencing the benefit of each other's presence and effort and commitment. So I'll read a verse from the Dhammapada. This is a collection of wisdom sayings of the Buddha. So, pandanam chapalam chittang durakang dunivarayang ujum karoti meravi usukarova tejanang. The quivering, wavering mind. Hard to guard, hard to check. The wise one makes it straight, like a fletcher, an arrow shaft. So imagine the Buddha awake to the movements of the air around him, quivering, wavering, and translating that seeing to an understanding of his own mind. How the mind quivers and wavers. It goes here, it goes there. It's hard to restrain it. The mind is greedy for experience. It reaches out for new sensations, new sights, new sounds, new smells. It's hard to guard it, it's hard to check it, but the wise one makes it straight. The wise one makes a clear path, like a fletcher, an arrow shaft. So a fletcher is an arrow maker. This commentary comes from Sri Lanka. A fletcher brings a stick from the forest. He strips it of bark. He smears it with rice gruel. He heats it in a vessel of charcoals, presses it on a wooden spike, and makes it unbent and straight and fit to shoot a hare with. Having done so, he displays his skill before kings and ministers and wins great favor and honor. In the same way, a wise, intelligent person treats the mind that has the nature of quivering. He makes it free of bark, that is, free of the defilements of grasping and aversion. He wets it with the oil of faith, that is, the aspiration to awaken, the inspiration of our teachers. And he heats it with physical and mental enterprise, effort, the energy that we are calling forth to support us in our practice. He presses it on the spike of tranquility and insight meditation, and he makes it straight. So, a verse from the Dhammapada. So let us gather our attention on the breath and the body. Continue our practice together. Together we create these supportive conditions to encounter the quivering, wavering mind. Once again, finding our upright posture. This word, Pali word, Uju, shows up in the Satipatthana Sutta, the discourse on the four foundations of mindfulness. It has connotations of uprightness, but also a quality of being steadfast. We could say that we are being steadfast and loyal to our aspiration, And we exemplify that courage, that energy in the uprightness of our posture. once again when you hear the sound of the bell. See if you can honor the momentum of your practice and the degree of settledness you might be experiencing, and move at a steady but slow pace into your walking period. So these times of transition are happening all the time, and we want to be alert to keeping that momentum of interest, attentiveness, mindfulness, this wakeful presence. Continuity of mindfulness is what leads to this wise attention. As the mind settles, we experience more clearly the energy of faith, the energy of confidence in our own practice.